everybody. This is Dave Garamella, your host for Philantherapy. And this is a great episode for us because we have a couple of folks on that are not our typical guests and are going to bring insights into cause marketing, but also a really, really amazing cause. So let's just jump right in. I have Brian Frieders from the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, and Jason Patton, who is also one of the founders of Fire Department Coffee. And we are just fired up that the two of you are with us. So Jason, Brian, if you can tell us a little bit about who you are, your background and your organization and how you all got together, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been with Fire Department Coffee for just over 6 years. And then I am still an active duty firefighter in South Florida and paramedic as well. Okay. And vice president of Fire Department Coffee.
Brian, can you tell us your role?
I am Brian Frieders. I retired as the fire chief out of Pasadena, California's fire department. I am the president and CEO of the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. I've been involved in the Firefighter Cancer Support Network since 2005. It affected us because one of my best friends in the job got occupational cancer and died, and found this organization that was really brand new and have been with it ever since. It's just such a righteous cause that's doing great things for firefighters. And, it's just a pleasure and a privilege for me to be part of an organization that really, truly has an opportunity to give back and to really, really change the course of someone's life that gets diagnosed with this diabolical disease. So, for me, I look at this as a calling. I always thought that firefighting was not a job, but it was a calling. And I think that every firefighter that wears that badge believes the same thing. And I think that for me, my story is right aligned with this organization and being able to truly do good things for firefighters that are in their most desperate time. So being aligned with Fire Department Coffee, because they have the same mission. They're the same group of people. It's that they have the same attitude. They do really good things in a super fun and fantastic way that really resonates with firefighters, and their mission is to do good. And, for me, having this relationship and developing this relationship and this long-term friendship is just something that makes total sense. It's a lot of fun, without a doubt. And I think that as we continue to explore this relationship, it's just going to get bigger and better and make a huge impact on our firefighters.
That's awesome. Thank you, Brian. For full transparency to our listeners out there, we're blessed. We partner with some amazing, amazing organizations. We've been doing it for over 15 years. But Brian and the folks at Firefighter Cancer Support Network have been amazing. And the mission has struck a chord with all of us on the Giving Collaborative team. And, it's been interesting to see all of our kind of connections to current firefighters and first responders here in, I'm based in New Haven. Everybody knows that. With the New Haven Fire Department, and I love telling the story. We were at a state football championship game this past weekend, and I was showing a little video clip to folks at a tailgate. So this is really pretty amazing, and we're glad that we've been able to partner with you all. And keeping with that transparency, I ordered a pound of Backdraft Espresso. So nice. It's supposed to come for Christmas. I don't know. Hopefully it keeps me up when the in-laws are here and everything. So I'm putting a lot of pressure on you,
Jason. And for the record, I am engaging in my third cup of Fire Department Coffee this morning, which is our staple at our house. Just FYI.
I was gonna order the spirit infused, Jason, but I got a little nervous. So I said, let's start it off with some espresso and see where we go.
I promise you enjoy the flavors. What's great about it is it is truly safe for work, non-alcoholic. So you're good, promise you.
I have enough demons. I don't need any more spirits. I have enough demons, so forget it.
All right. Well, all right, Jason, I'm gonna start with you. So not every corporation, not every business gives back, right? So, and you have a tradition right from the beginning of the company that, sometimes upwards of 10% of your net proceeds go back to charities that resonate with you all. Tell me how that happened, because I wish more organizations were philanthropic. I wish more people got it.
Yeah. No, and I appreciate you saying that. prior to me even getting involved with Fire Department Coffee, Luke Schneider had created the Fire Department Coffee blend and or the Fire Department blend. And it was a traditional medium roast, like wonderful. It's now our original roast is what we call it. And but a portion of that was going back to helping sick and injured first responders. And then when I got involved pretty shortly after that, probably about 6 months after that, you know, he and I were talking and I said, man, I really hate charities is what I said. I just don't feel like when you see these charities, I don't feel like what they're saying is actually happening kind of thing. So that's where we create the Fire Department Coffee Charitable Foundation. We wanted to physically be able to give cash to individuals or to into organizations that are supporting those individuals. Sure. That's why, you know, benevolent funds, so on and so forth, we're able to support them directly. Because especially me being involved in the mental health forefront of a lot of this stuff, I understand that a lot of these guys and girls, they want to go get help. They're seeking help, but they can't, they don't have the funds in order to get it. So, and especially with the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, my father passed away from cancer. He wasn't a firefighter, but he passed away from cancer. And wow. I saw what that did to my family financially. And it was devastating. And my mom had insurance. So, I mean, I couldn't imagine what it would have been like without insurance. So, but we created that, man. And it's been an amazing adventure. We've been able to help some people. I mean, giving $10,000 directly to a guy who lost his leg due to cancer. That was, it's extremely heartfelt. Wow. It's something that I think, like you said, more companies should try to do, at least give back, even if it's 1%, just right. enough to be able to help people.
Correct. Brian, I don't know. How did, could I ask how you all kind of found each other?
Yeah. You know, so we, yeah, mostly Jason's bad luck. Now, you know, for us, you know, we've been around since 2005 and, you know, we're 100% volunteer. We pay a few people to do business ends of our organization, but we don't get paid. You know, we've been at this for almost 18 years. And again, it's for me, it's not about money. You know, money means nothing to me. And I think that same sentiment is shared amongst our group because we spend an enormous amount of time on the road at shows, doing things, conducting training exercise, training classes for firefighters and teaching them how to prevent getting cancer, to reduce their risk. We spend a lot of time at committee meetings, NFPA and the like, to try to change the way that we do things. The practice of firefighting has to change if we want to try to kind of slow down the risks that we have. Even as more contemporary issues arise, like PFAS and our turnout gear and stuff like that, you know, we advocate for changes. And we have our reputation has been really well received across the fire service platform for a lot of years. And I think that credibility comes because of the people in the organization and the folks that we've aligned with and that are involved in what we do, because again, our work is important, very similar to Jason. My father died of cancer and I watched him rot in front of me, and that there's just nothing more devastating than that to me and the family. And when I take phone calls from the 35-year-old guy that, you know, has a wife and three kids who just got diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer and doesn't know where to go, what to do, you know, we're there to be aligned and just go shoulder to shoulder with them and walk them through their journey. And there's just nothing more gratifying than that. And then I watched what Fire Department Coffee's doing and how they're giving back and how they're making a significant and tangible impact on the lives of firefighters. And that's exactly the kind of organization that we want to be partnered with. And that's what we're doing. And that's the whole reason and that's the genesis of this relationship, is we see what they're doing and it's exactly what we're doing in a different context. And it's just amazing. And on top of that, you know, Jason, you're a gem. I mean, you really are. Jason has the innate ability to make people laugh and make light of situations that in other ways would just be absolutely devastating. And it puts a smile on people's faces that desperately need a smile on their faces. And
thank you.
You know, for us to be partnered with someone like that in a group like that, you know, that just makes sense. It truly solidifies what we mean in terms of the brotherhood and sisterhood of firefighting. This is what it's about. This is no different. Just because we're not wearing the same patch, we don't work for the same department, we're doing the same work. And that partnership and that brotherhood and that sisterhood transcends into this realm just as much as it does if we were on the job. So for us, it's a pleasure. I'm very anxious to see what goes on from here and where we go from here. But couldn't be more grateful for the Fire Department Coffee's folks and for Jason himself and what he does, because I've watched it make a difference in people's lives.
Thank you. And just so, I don't know if you know this, Brian, but I had been aware of you guys slightly before becoming involved with Fire Department Coffee, but you guys, our head roaster Dave, found out he had cancer, and you guys sent him a package. And and I'm telling you, like the like you said, the biggest thing that happens with people with cancer, and watching with my dad, is it's you get this diagnosis, and then it's like, now what? Like, where do we go from here? Like, yeah, exactly. So that's where fire in many other ways, but that's the, I believe one of the biggest impacts is like, hey, we're here. Like, if you need, if you got questions, we're going to help you. And that's exactly what we feel amazing.
Have you seen that you've kind of set an example and you've watched other companies follow suit and say, oh, all right, they're making a profit. They're a business. I get all that, but look at that. They're still doing something good for their community. Have you been able to leverage that to get others to kind of join your cause?
I think I'd be remiss to say that we were the first to do it. I don't believe we are, but no, I do believe, course. Yeah, but no, but I do believe that people, I believe that people, when they get around like-minded people or people that want to give back, then they want to do it as well. I think people in their hearts truly want to help as many people as possible. But unfortunately, when, the CEOs come in or the people that are paying bills, they're like, we can take 5% and give it over to here to the shareholders or whatever it is. And I think that's, we've seen companies, there's more companies that want to help and sometimes just don't know how to get to that point, versus others that don't. So I think it's been an incredible experience to come to align with other companies or many other companies that truly have the same thought processes as us.
I was trying to do a little bit of homework before the podcast on kind of the history of this kind of philanthropy and cause marketing. And I thought it was kind of cool. The first kind of big push in the United States was in 83 when they were redoing the Statue of Liberty, and Amex kind of had a deal like sign up for a credit card and a dollar is going to go to, refurbishing the Statue of Liberty. Yeah. So I just thought it was kind of cool that there's a long history of that. I know we see our partners absolutely, we work exclusively with nonprofits, and they try to partner with companies and chains, and it's a hard sell sometimes. And to see this happening is pretty awesome. So thank you.
Yeah, the thing that we've tried to do, and I know Jason will appreciate this, there's a lot of companies out there that are for profit that have the desire to give back. And especially some of the ones that in the fire department world where you have gear and manufacturers and providers of equipment and whatever. The problem is that, because we have a pretty good reputation, we have to be very careful on who we align with. There's a lot of folks out there that are interested in participating in under the guise of donating or helping us out that are really looking to take our name and who is looking to promote their product under the guise of our alleged endorsement just because they gave money to our organization. And that's very dangerous ground. So we have to be very, very careful on how we navigate through who we partner with. And this is why me in particular, I'm very, very scrutinous in who we align with, because as you might imagine, we've been burned in the past by some organizations that, gave us, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. And now suddenly our logo is all over their products and it looks endorsed by and we can't do that. And this is where I struggle. And Dave, you know this. Jason, you'll know this about me. I'm horrible at asking for money. I don't do that well. I never have done that well, which is why we've engaged, organizations to help us with that, because I'm not the guy that stands with their hand open. I'm the guy that says, hey, I'm here for you. What do you need? And I think that's the firefighter's nature. We're not good at asking for stuff. We're really good at getting it. And I've struggled with that my entire tenure in this organization. I'm the worst person to put in front of somebody to ask for money. That's just not what I do. I suck at it.
We're going to just stop you right there, because you are absolutely the best person to put in front of it, because it's genuine. And that's what people don't get, right? There's a difference between fundraising where it's transactional, like, hey, I'm going to give you this sticker if you give me a dollar, to, hey, this is why I'm involved. This is why I'm a volunteer and I head this organization, and this is where the money goes. You don't have to ever ask. You just have to tell the story. I got to shut you down on that. Sorry, Brian. All right. What else?
There's no way to describe, and there's just no words that you can put in front of somebody that can describe the feeling you get when you watch them ring the bell on their last treatment and they survive. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no feeling better than having one of the people that we helped call us and say, I don't know if you can truly understand this, but you guys saved my life. You know, you changed the entire trajectory of my journey just by being there, just by pairing up with a mentor. I don't know how you define gratification, satisfaction, but to me, those phone calls, those are motivating. That's what keeps me motivated to sit in airports and get delayed and all the other nonsense I go through to get to where I'm going. But that to me is truly the definition of brother and sisterhood, without a doubt.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Jason, when you partner with someone, what do you like to see from the charity? Like, what makes you say, oh, all right, we want to make sure we continue a relationship with whoever it happens to be?
Exactly what Brian said. You know, we're looking to either support benevolent funds directly, which is a big thing. And then if volunteers will, volleys, we tend to just do cash in hand for them because just depending on the agency, that kind of thing. But like Brian said, if we're going to partner with a charity, we're going to partner with someone. Like, no one from the Fire Department Coffee Charitable Foundation gets paid. Nobody. There's no one getting dollars out of the pockets, you know. Right. And we're lucky enough because it is a company supporting that directly. And like Brian said, they're all volunteers, but you know, you have to pay someone something to be able to raise the dollars and stuff. That's totally fine. Yeah. But that's exactly what we're looking for. We're just looking for people that are doing it for the right reasons. We don't care if people make money in the process, as long as they're doing it for the right reasons. And the people that the money's supposed to go to are actually getting the dollars. That's when I said I hated charities. I only said that because at that time, there were just a bunch of news that came out that was hey, for every $10, $1 is going to the person you're supporting. Like, no, that's not what's supposed to happen here.
No, so, it's, and you know what? I guess I gotta be a little careful on what I say, but there are some organizations that, you know, like $20, it goes to the administrative cost of the charity, and 50 cents or a dollar goes to actually whoever that they, you know, they're saying they're going to help. So, you know what, donors need to be careful, and they need, you know, and charities need to be transparent and say, this is where our monies go. Listen, to say that there's no cost associated with running a charity would also be that's always to me a red flag when I see an organization saying, 100% of our proceeds go to supporting the kids or something's up there, because there's a cost to doing business. Absolutely, there is.
Yeah, we're just lucky, and you're 100% right, because it costs money to run a charity, and because you got to buy products, you got to buy, you know, things to give back to people, so on and so forth. That's why Fire Department Coffee was lucky that we're able to support it directly, just from proceeds or whatever it is for there. And what we're gonna do in January for Firefighter Cancer Support Network is we are going to have the ability that when people make a purchase on our website, they can give a donation to the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, which is going to be incredible. So anyone that's on there checking out, we'll give them the option to be able to do that. And then we're also going to do a blog to bring more awareness to the Firefighter Cancer Support Network in January, which we're extremely excited about as well, as well as a couple email blasts and some social media content or some social media posts as well, which we hope will bring more support to them. We're lucky across all of our social media platforms. We probably have just around 6 million followers right now. So hopefully we can bring as much awareness to what an incredible organization the Firefighter Cancer Support Network is. And I can't push it enough. Again, I've had personal experience with this stuff, and I've seen what they do. They do the right thing. They're all amazing at it.
All right. So here's a logistical question for you. As a foundation, you made the decision to do 10% of net or kind of an outright gift, where some organizations will do kind of point of service, like, all right, buy a cup of coffee and 50 cents goes to the charity. Do you have any sense, like, what was the process to decide which way to go? Because I've seen both sides work, and I know some of our listeners would like to hear that story.
Well, our original verbiage was 10% of all net proceeds go to helping sick and adverse responders. Now we just say a portion of each sale because we don't want to be stuck just to the 10%.
Correct.
So if we decide to go above, you know, then, you know, and our big thing right now is we're saying by the end of 2025, 2024, 2025, I can't remember the date. We'd like to have given back in that year, $2 million. So, okay. You know, we have the goals. We'd love to be able to do more or less depending on who the partners that we're working with, so on and right. so forth, but more is always the goal. And we, sometimes when we were originally saying the 10, we're like, man, we're going to pigeonhole ourselves. Cause if we want to go above that, we don't want it to like shareholders to be like, whoa, hold on one second. We said that, you know, so, we always want to make sure that we have the ability to give above, but the 10% was just a great number for us because it gave us a goal. It said, this is what we're looking at. This is the minimum goal that we're constantly looking at to hit. And again, like, you know, it is always fun growing a business because, you know, business costs money, so on and so forth. But it's just like Brian said, the satisfaction of handing someone a check or handing an organization a check and saying, this is going to support the guys or girls that you are working with. Right. We want to make sure that when they go to pay their electric bill, you are giving them that money for the electric bill or their mortgage for that month so they can have a little bit of relief. That is beyond... it's beyond satisfying. It's not even, I don't think you could describe it.
Brian, I want you to kind of, put a plug in here. If you could, you know, have as much money as you needed, this is your chance to make an ask to a national, hopefully, I don't know, I'm making myself feel more important than I am, a national audience on Philantherapy Podcast. What makes a difference? What really moves the needle so you never have to worry that if somebody needs the help that you're going to be able to give it?
Our organization needs about $1 million a year to run efficiently and effectively to deliver the services that we have for all firefighters. And but that includes staff, you know, but mostly what that includes is the toolbox. As Jason referenced earlier, we send a toolbox out to firefighters who are diagnosed. That allows us to have more than 150 mentors across the country who are firefighters that have been diagnosed with cancer that we call upon when someone else gets diagnosed so they can pair them up with that individual and walk them through their journey. That helps us deliver our education and training materials to all of the fire departments across the country to try to prevent them from getting cancer and trying to lower our risk. It helps us advocate for firefighter health and wellness and safety provisions in organizations that don't necessarily have the means to do that. It helps us provide an opportunity to advocate for equipment and training for volunteer firefighters, which make up 75% of the nation's fire service. They don't get the benefits of a career department. We have to focus on what they need as well. So, you know, in a nutshell, that's my elevator speech. We have to continuously try to do whatever we can and aggressively pursue a method by which we reduce the risk of cancer in firefighters. It's killing us. It's killing us. You know, Boston, a couple of years ago, Joe Finn told me that Boston had a diagnosis of cancer in the Boston Fire Department every 2 weeks. That's not acceptable. We have to fix that. I get phone calls every day. We had 57 phone calls just in Florida last month for firefighters that have been diagnosed with cancer. That's in Florida. Wow. We have to fix that. And we have aggressively pursued that opportunity. We're taking every step necessary to do that. But in order for us to continue that, it requires us to have money to fund that. As Jason mentioned, a business costs money. What we do costs money. It's not in our pockets. It's going directly back to firefighters that are in desperate need in the most desperate time of their life.
Potential donors, we can go right to your website and it would kind of walk us through how to support, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Jason, how do I get more people to buy your coffee? I only have it in one store here in Connecticut. Come on.
Taste it. You'll order it.
So we are direct to consumer. That's how we started. So you can go online, firedepartmentcoffee.com, firedeptcoffee.com. You can get We legitimately have anything you could want from whole bean to ground to single serve beverages, as well as we knew a new ready to drink if you like your coffee in a can. And then we have a full light, medium, dark roast. And then obviously your espressos and, of course, the spirit infused line that we just came out with a apple pie whiskey. And when you brew it, it smells like apple pie and whiskey in your house and it tastes incredible.
Let me interject here, Dave. As a professional coffee drinker, I will tell you that I've had good coffee before all over the country and all over the world, but I have never had coffee as rich and robust and as consistent as the fire department coffee blend. It's just good, period. It's just good.
Because this is the worst cup of coffee I ever have. You can't see my mug there. So I need a good cup of coffee to make it through the day. So I'm counting on it.
I drink 17 to get through the day. So believe me, I'm an expert.
We're also going to talk about Brian's coffee addiction after this.
So, that's the behavior wellness podcast right after this, right? Dave, one of the things I have to share with you, I have a video. Jason did this for me. We were at FDIC last year. And my son, Luke, who's 13, he's seen some of the funny videos that you put out. They're great. And I said, hey, do me a favor, do a video for me and tell my son why I'm such a cool guy. So can I play this for you?
Absolutely.
My dad, a cool guy. I'm letting you know right now, this guy, the coolest, like top 10 best I've ever met. I'm pretty sure I won't meet a cooler guy in my life. And there's one other person that will confirm this, and his name's Firefighter.
Definitely
the coolest. Learn it.
Top notch.
Let me tell you something. There are 37,000 people that come to FDIC, and he took the time to do that funny little video that got tons of mileage for me and my son. That's the kind of organization that Fire Department Coffee is. Never shies away from that. And I just can't thank you enough and appreciate you for what you do, because they truly get it. They understand it. They understand the importance of relationships. They understand the importance of giving back. And I just can't say enough good things about them. And there's an example of it.
Thank you, Brian.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And yes, Jason, your videos are amazing. All right. So any kind of last minute kind of thoughts you want to, share with our listeners out there?
I think obviously taking the examples that Firefighter Cancer Support Network pushes out there, man, I think if we can be anything like them, it's amazing. Do it for the right reasons. But if you're building a business, build a foundation of giving back to your local communities, and then profits will come from there.
Brian.
Yeah, for me, it's about doing what's right. And it's what we've built our organization on. It's always being there, answering the call. Our tagline is "Together We Can." And I think this is another example of how together we are making a significant difference and contribution to firefighters and their well-being. So I end this just with saying how grateful I am to be part of it.
Thank you, Brian. Well, Jason, I am in awe and grateful for what Fire Department Coffee is doing for Brian and the team. You should pat yourself on the back, because it is amazing. If there's anybody out there looking for a charity to support that's homegrown, grassroots, the money goes to where it's got to go, please support the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. These guys are real. They're genuine. We all know first responders. We all know firemen, firewomen that are hurting and need this. So please, please join the Giving Collaborative and supporting this amazing organization. So with that, thank you for listening to another edition of Philanthropy. If you're interested in being a guest, please respond to info@givingcollaborative.com. We welcome your stories. And again, I'm grateful to Brian and Jason for being with me today. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.